Кросс Радио.
Lep pozdrav vsem skupaj, na katerem koli koncu Balkana vas je ujel Kros Radio oziroma njegova 86. izdaja. Ljubljanski del prinaša posnetek hip-hop freestyla, ki ste ga na Radio Študent izvedla ameriški antikonvencionalnež Sage Francis in pa domači heroj Antoko. Slišali bomo, kaj Stripcore pripravlja ob 10. obletnici strip magazina Strip Burger, na začetku pa muzika. Kavsko pleme Destroy ima zunaj novi album. 12. decembra imajo promocijo v Železniškem muzeju v Ljubljani. Tukaj pa je komad hit z albuma Gremo.
Burger letos praznuje 10. obletnico nemotenega delovanja in posvečanja avtorskemu stripu, tako domačemu kot tujemu. Katarina Mirovič, šefica Stripcora in članica uredništva Stripburger, je ob tej priložnosti povedala naslednje.
Ob 10. obletnici Stripburgerja smo pripravili tudi novo izdajo, ki je sicer regularna izdaja, se pravi v obliki revije, gre za 34. številko Stripburgerja, Tukaj je na naslovnici lahko najdemo Kocatovo interpretacijo uredništva, na notranjih naslovnicah pa nekaj avtoportretov avtorjev, s katerim je Striburger v teh 10 letih sodeloval. Poleg tega je tudi noter štorija v Striburgerjem uredništvu. Predstavljamo prvič preveden v slovenščino strip dveh tujih avtorjev, in sicer Valiuma iz Kanade in Anke Feuchtenberger iz Nemčije. Valiumov strip je tudi v bistvu plakat, ki ga lahko date na steno A3 formata. Poleg tega pa predstavljamo v ženskem bloku avtorica Anke Feuchtenberger, Dominique Goblet, Kati Rapija in Caroline Suri. Še ena zanimivost te številke pa je profil, in sicer v profilu tokrat na mesto samo ene osebe predstavljamo kar avtorsko skupino, in sicer Actus Tragicus iz Izraela. Poleg te nove številke smo pripravili tudi par dogodkov, navezanih na strip, in sicer včeraj smo imeli otvoritev razstave Darovanje časa Maxa Andersona, švedskega avtorja, ki živi v Berlinu. In poleg tega sta z Larsen Sunesenom, so avtorjem stripa Bosnian Flag Dog, razstavila prve dva dela tega stripa. V petek pripravljamo jam session v Nametelkovi tudi in kasneje pogovor z avtorji, se pravi z Larsom Sunesenom in Maxom Andersonom. Naslednji teden pa bo sledila otvoritev razstave Seyferija Goražde, Joe Osaka, v Kudu France Preširen. Potem bomo predstavili italijansko skupino Inguine Net. To bo v bistvu tak party, na kjer bomo lahko gledali te video, ki jih te Inguine Net delajo, in so v bistvu interpretacije stripov skozi računalnik in video. Mediji, oni so v bistvu tudi del Združenja Mirada, ki nam je posredovala razstava od Joe Osaka. Poleg tega pa sledi še otvoritev strip čitalnice, in sicer bomo za dva dni, za vikend 14. pa 15. odprli prostore Striburgerja in lahko se boste pogledali našo zbirko stripov iz mednarodnega področja.
Shut it off and I'll just beatbox for my man and rap on it. Yeah, just shut off that.
Takole sta se studio Radio Študent v freestyle rapu pomerila Sage Francis, čudak iz založbe Anticon, ki je imel fenomenalen koncert v klubu Channel Zero, in pa domači prvak Antoko iz zasedbe Move Knowledge.
Seems that you need to express less stress. Let's just all focus on happiness. There's lots of beautiful things all around the world, so that you really need to be close to your girl and out. It might not be a sunny day, but that doesn't mean you need to let your mind astray to any of those negative things that are in your subconscious. Let's just focus on your tonsils and keep running, cause all of a sudden my apostles and apprentices will come up while I stress the kids about the things I need to say. So let's just get inside the Channel Zero, where we have a lot of Robert De Niro type of people coming near us, but it doesn't mean that we've got zero gravity or sub-zero when we come in so close. You know that you won't hear no whack flows. We just come in and we keep it smooth like lactose. Whatever you wanna talk about, it's never been a dream to rap with Sage. It's been more like a nightmare, cause I've never had a more fucked up competitor. Oh, I'm setting it up all of a sudden now. You're ready for the next stage. Now let's stage, take the mic over and impress the whole stage. He might be drunk or he might be sober, nobody knows, so let's just bring some more flows.
It's the what, me? I'm looking around, I'm looking, people look at me. I see, way past the sea and the land, and the mountains where I ski down. I headed to the smallest town, and that's where I became the principal of a school that I grew up in. Started fucking with the kids who was always into something, stuffing me into lockers. But after that, ain't no coming back. I made everybody release their backpack straps. They got relapsed, and they wanted to sit back, cause they were stressed, like me, every day before a test. Cause I never studied, in fact, I cheated my way through high school and college, but that's not really where I attained my knowledge. I got it from Public Enemy, That's right, Flavor Flav and Chuck D. Even KRS-One, he was speaking to me. There was my surrogate fathers, my surrogate parents had rocked the New Balance. And then it was time for me to express my talents. After this, I let him know that the flow was gonna come straight from in me. And it was off the top of the dome. So I flow down the river of the sea, and the givers and they shiver cause the delivery.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Let me see where I got my real knowledge. It was after 3 years when I decided to leave college. All of a sudden, I realized that God's got a scholarship for me in turn. So I just took it, then I turned to the people and took all of the things that I learned. My folks had a lot to say, but it really got burned when it came to real life experience. Now I'm serious, keeping these rhymes in my head till I'm delirious. But what I'm trying to say, we got some various things in our heads, and we gotta get Aquarius and Aquemanized inside our head and realize that there's a lot to be done, but even more to despise. So what I'm saying is that people are spies. They don't recognize the things you try to achieve. So I just try to stay in my own world, in my own apartment. I don't really listen to the people, especially not the ones in the department stores, because they got a lot of things to talk about, a lot to sell, but not much to give. So I just forgive everybody who's trying to make that money over me. And I realize I just gotta be an MC. So I keep spitting in their faces, and I keep taking the braces out of their mouths, so their teeth might be crooked, because I don't really think that I'm a crook or anything else in the society. Just take another look and realize what Antoko's trying to achieve right now, and then the book will be closed really quick, because I know that my flow's really sick. And when I get closed, you will spit the types of things you didn't want me to hear. I know your hand and your microphone's probably wet, and I'm spitting in your ear, but you don't realize that your system will bump when the minute they call Antoko going home the microphone. He can't control himself. All of a sudden the saliva be the things in my moral fiber be going up the stage. I know you're probably sick of beatboxing, so let me get toxic on that part. Sage, please take the mic over from me right here, and let me do the things that you're doing right now. It's weird.
Doing the things that I be doing, it just might ruin everybody. So you could bring your crew and we'll have a big cypher crowded around, looking at me, but they're not liking the way that it sounds. So I had to switch it up just a little bit, let them know that the little kids come in here, they couldn't read my moves cause they're illiterate. But I let them know just a little bit, they wanted to enter the cypher. It was time for them to just heighten their awareness. Hear this, cause I'll be yelling loud, and if it's too loud, your lazy ass needs to get up and just turn the volume down. Running inside of your town, running up out of the city, kids are talking to me, acting like they gritty and grimy. Try me. After that, I had a laugh, cause it was like a joke that they didn't understand. So I broke the math down for them. In fact, I kicked the science, the compliance. I'm in between like some midgets and a giant. I'm just there, a Barney Rubble walking down the stubble. Now my face started to grow into a beard. That's why I'm weird. And if you wanna hear me, open up your ears just a little more, and I'd be banging on your eardrums till that shit is sore. Of course, it could get more hardcore, rugged and raw. Look at him laying down on all fours on the floor, kitchen floor. Had to drop a kitchen knife, did it right, put him inside of the figure four, and that's when I just gripped the mic. Let him know that it wasn't gonna stop. His tongue started rolling. Look at him, he's holding his balls, and them shit just started turning gold. And he laid him, wanted to show the ways he could get down with Shalem, and that was a DJ back in the day. They wanted to sell it on eBay, but couldn't find it. Every time he grabs a microphone and starts going off on this vibe shit, never was gonna end, so we had to get a friend, brought him over, let him know that yo, he's really not high, he's actually sober, never really drank, but he thanked a lot, he thinks a lot, he wants to let you know that it's time for you to drop some ink a lot into your page. Sage Francis is the name, and the answers are gonna be claimed by those who never even asked the questions inside the cypher session.
Yeah, yeah.